At 9:30 on Thursday morning, an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time this morning with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos. Welcome back from your trip west to go see all the brand new Toyotas.
Good morning, Charlie. Yes, it was last week I was out for about 3 days in Las Vegas at the Toyota National Dealer Meeting.
It's a rough place to hold a convention.
Well, it's a bit crazy. It's not really my thing. We go there every year, it seems like, several times for these kinds of things. But, you know, it is a place where we can all stay, where there's lots of venues. And things, and it's there were all kinds of other conventions going on. I saw people from Truity on the plane going out there. They had one for some of their activities they do. I saw there were Tesla was having a meeting at the same time. So it is a big place for meetings.
It is.
But we had a great meeting. Toyota is really got a lot of great stuff coming. We saw the new Camry. Got to drive the new Camry. Got to ride in it with NASCAR drivers, looking forward to putting it out on the NASCAR track in the next few years. We got to see some exciting new product that around the corner, more sports cars for Toyota than we've had in recent years. If people think back to what a sports car means for Toyota, and a couple names might come to mind, like Supra,
right?
Cars like that. I think we might be getting something like that in the future.
Great.
And awesome. Okay. What else?
Like to see the return of the Supra.
Yeah, more SUVs, and this is across the entire industry, but there's more SUVs coming, and it's hard to believe we actually need more SUVs, but apparently people want them.
Could
so there's all different kinds of styles and sizes of SUVs, and so now they're just little niches between them. You know, maybe you want the small rugged one or the small sleek urban one. You know, there's just different varieties, and they're to each his own, I suppose. And we're just seeing that whole part of the vehicle selection process become so big. I mean, that's what people typically are buying.
Well, and I think your business, more than many, consumer demand drives the product selection.
It really does. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's how people use their vehicles. You know, and because it is about utility, we spend so much of our lives in our vehicles in America, and that's evolving. That's other stuff we've talked about on the show a lot, and was certainly a big subject at the meeting last week, was what's coming with driverless vehicles, with robotics in cars, with with ride sharing and car sharing and different varieties. All that's going to affect the car business, but truthfully, Toyota is one of those at the forefront of it. Mm-hmm. They're investing lots of money in robotics. They really have among the best programs in that. They have a full spectrum of the powertrain offerings, that people are going to have, from hydrogen fuel cell vehicles to gasoline and diesel engines, and everything in between, plug-in hybrids, full hybrids, all different varieties, as opposed to a lot of the manufacturers have maybe one or two that they invest in. And but Toyota's really across the board, really believes that each one is going to have a special market that it performs best in. And so it's things like hydrogen are going to take, obviously we got to find a place to fill it up. That's not easy today. There's only a few in the country, but someday maybe that'll make sense. And certainly in those places where it is there, if you had a fleet of vehicles and you never left that, it might be very efficient even for you today and cost effective.
Well, I would think it would be, although many of the same places that the electrical vehicles are already finding that niche, but we're in an urban environment. I'll pick on Los Angeles, San Francisco, those urban areas.
Yeah,
along the
coast. And that's we're going to see that too. For a true driverless vehicle, the vehicles are going to have to start to talk to each other and to the traffic control system, whatever that is, to the lights and to the it's just going to be much more of we're used to it today with our phones and with how things connect. When you walk in and your phone knows you're at a wireless hotspot that you've been to before, it just automatically connects you up, and things are happening there. Your Facebook is connected. It's alive. It's telling you what's going on. So this is the same thing with cars that's going to happen. They're going to be able to talk to each other, sense traffic patterns, send you off to in different directions to avoid wrecks, get you to the, to make sure that you never run out of gas, all these things.
Yep.
And but that's probably a few years off before we realistically see that in Bartlesville.
No, but looking at what is already out there, navigation systems, like you said, I know mine at least, as I get below, I think it's 50 miles on the tank, all the little icons on my navigation system start showing up. Here's a gas station. Yeah. Suggestion.
Yeah, would we do now if the cars didn't tell us what to do? I was talking to a customer about that yesterday.
I think we would still revert to old habits, but you never know.
Well, you get to that old car. I was telling the customer, we got in an old Mustang we have the other day, and it sounded kind of funny. And they're like, "Well, why, I don't know what to do. It doesn't have all the meters and such to tell me what is wrong." So, we're used to that. Your lights tell you if your tire is low, or if you need maintenance, or just have an issue. And we've become pretty dependent on that.
We have.
The cars are good at that, thankfully. I mean, that the days of going around, and I think it's still advisable to check your tire pressure and your oil every time you fill up your tank. But I doubt if most people do that.
No, there's not the little tube that comes out that when you drive over it goes ding ding either,
No, that's right.
Well, we do have some events coming up in Bartlesville.
Oh,
the Sunfest starts tomorrow.
It is summertime. Sunfest starts tomorrow. We've got baseball season, the American Legion baseball
games,
season.
Tomorrow.
We've got OK Mozart coming up. We've got some friends with us here from OK Mozart. Later this month, on June 20th, we've got a special event we're going to host with the Boys and Girls Club. This is a special thing where we're partnering with Ford. We're going to have a test drive for the Boys and Girls Club. Ford and Dungis will partner together, and for every test drive people take, $20 will be donated to the Boys and Girls Club, up to $6,000. So we're going to try to fill it up and do 300 test drives on this day, on June 20th, on Tuesday, from 9 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock. About 15 minutes, and we're going to try to schedule them so we can get all these done.
Okay.
And obviously we want you to look at Ford's and to enjoy your test drive, but we really want to raise a lot of money for the Boys and Girls Club. That's one of our favorite things to do. So that'll be on June 20th, and we'll be talking more about that next week.
I would probably interject that while it's always nice to take a drive on a Toyota, since Ford's paying for it, we'll encourage you to test drive a Ford this time.
Yeah, we're working if there's an issue with Toyota, if we maybe involve Toyota in that, but that maybe figure that out by next week. And then on June 26th, we've got the Hot Street Party coming up again, which we're proud to be sponsors of again. Keep that great party going. For that Friday evening with the young professionals here.
What a great tradition for Bartlesville on those, too.
Yeah, it is. I like that one, and helping the young professionals put together a great party and get everybody downtown. I love that event.
Okay. So let's see. Not today, but a week from today, we've got Mozart starting.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It is that time of year. June is OK Mozart time, and we've got Susan Albert here and Grace Farmer from the OK Mozart team. Tell us about the festival this year, because things have changed, and it is a little bit different, but it's the same thing. So tell us what's going on.
It's still a music festival. Mm-hmm. We just kind of branched out a little bit more. We've got country, pop, Broadway, classical, of course. We've got two world premieres, so we've got a little bit for everybody. We have two free events. We have two free concerts. The first one is our festival kickoff, which will be on June 8th at 5 o'clock. And it's going to be downtown on Silas Street between the community center and Price Tower.
Okay, so they're going to block off the street there where the proposed Tower Green would be.
Right.
Uh-huh. Great.
And we'll have the 145th Army Band. Everybody loves an Army Band. Mm-hmm. And then Honey Blue is a Western Blues Band. And they're based out of Norman.
Okay.
And there'll be stuff for the kids, sidewalk art, bouncy house, balloon animals, face painting. For the adults, there'll be a wine and beer garden. And there'll be food, of course. So that'll be a lot of fun. We hope everybody comes out for that.
And what time is that? That's on the 8th?
That's at 5 o'clock on the 8th. And then that evening, Michael Martin Murphy will perform at the community center at 8 o'clock. Most people have heard of him. He was famous for Wildfire and What's Forever For. With the two that I'm familiar with, he's pretty much country, so unless you're a country fan, you might not know his other songs. Then the next night, June 9th, Wilson Phillips. A lot of people know them, too. The Harmonizing Trio, famous for Hold On and Release Me. They were really big in the 90s.
Okay.
Then the next day, Chris Mann.
So the 8th, 9th, and 10th? Great.
Yeah, 8th, 9th, and 10th. I failed to mention Michael Martin Murphy will be with Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra.
Okay.
And BSO will also be with Chris Mann. And he toured with a Phantom of the Opera touring group, musical group, for a couple of years. So he's kind of known for that. So he'll be singing Broadway hits. Then the Tulsa Symphony is performing at 2 p.m. June 11th. And they'll have at 1:30, they'll have a pre-concert talk with composer Jared Tate. And they're going to have a world premiere for him.
That'll be the second that they will start this talk with him.
Right.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew he'd been here before.
They did Spider Brings Fire a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one that he did, he took traditional Creek hymns and set them to orchestration. So he's invited the Tulsa Children's Chorus, a baritone, and a traditional Creek singer. So that's going to be quite a production. I think that one will be really worth going to. Then we've got the Miro Quartet. We'll be here for 4 days, so you have four chances to see them. And they've been here before.
They were really popular last year, weren't they?
I think they were. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So
I think we had them on the radio show, if you remember.
Oh, nice.
They were on with us. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Great guys. And
yeah.
Very talented.
Good. Then we have Bright Music's Trio Solari. They're from Oklahoma City, chamber ensemble.
Okay.
And
so
they also have a premiere. So we have two big premieres this time. Theirs is going to be an homage to Haydn. Did I say that correctly? Charlie helps me with the composer names. And they also have an Oklahoma City composer, Edward Knight, and he's actually going to attend, and so is Jared Tate, of course, since he's going to be doing that pre-concert talk. But Edward Knight will be there too, and it's called Sea of Grass, Ocean of Sky, and it's a love story. So I think that one will be really nice, too.
So I said the theme then, I remember last year, there was a lot more Oklahoma theme and Oklahoma musicians being involved more, and it seems like that's continuing.
Yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. But still bringing in the talent from around the world, really.
Right.
But with an Oklahoma influence. Mm-hmm. I think that's really neat.
Mm-hmm. Then, if you like jazz, we have a free concert Under the Stars. That's also on June 11th at 7 o'clock at Sooner Park. So that's a new venue for us.
Okay.
We've never been at Sooner Park that I know of.
No.
And it's free. Everybody can come out.
Is it the band shell there?
Okay. Yes. And it's going to be the Modern Oklahoma Jazz Orchestra, brought to us by the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame. You can bring your own beer or wine. Just relax. There'll be food. So that'll be a fun time. Then we have an inspirational duo, the Birchfield Brothers. They'll be with us on June 13th at First Baptist Church. And John and Ben, they tell stories. They have a little bit of humor involved, too. But they do classical, jazz, gospel, all kinds of things. So they're fun to see. Then, of course, Woolah Rock is always, everybody loves Woolah Rock, going out to Woolah Rock. And this year, Tulsa Symphony will be back, and they're going to do Disney favorites.
Disney, okay.
And everybody, all the kids that come will get some free mouse ears. We've already sold a lot of tickets to that. I mean, everybody just loves Woolah Rock, that whole ambiance.
Yeah, if you haven't been out to any of these events, you need to check it out at the different venues that they have. Some of them are out in the community and various churches. Some of them at the community center. You mentioned out at Sooner Park. And then Woolah Rock is a great venue, a great time to go and spend an evening out there and listen to a concert outdoors.
Yeah. And, of course, we've got a lot of showcase events and kids events, and you can go to our website and look those up. That's at Mozart.
Kind of went through all that pretty quickly, and there are a lot of events. So you need to, if you want to find out more, you need to go to the website. What is the website?
It's okmozart.com. If you want to purchase tickets to any of our main events, go to bartlesvillecommunitycenter.com to purchase tickets.
All right.
And Grace has some news for us, too.
All right. Hi, Grace.
Hi. Well, along with showcase events, OK Mozart has started up again our travel club.
Okay.
And we just recently got back from seeing the New York Philharmonic at Lincoln Center in New York City.
Oh, my.
So actually, we are partnering up with Spears Travel, and they were helping us put some trips together. So we went and saw the New York Philharmonic. We went to saw a Broadway musical called Beautiful, the story of Carole King. Okay. So, which is really, really good. But Lincoln Center, if you've never been to Lincoln Center, you've never been to the New York Philharmonic, that is one trip you really need to go. We got to listen to Stravinsky. And they also had a world premiere, and a lady named Tansy Davis, she put together a piece called Forest, and they had four people from the London Philharmonic that came and played. And so it was really, really, that was kind of like one of the highlights of our trip. So if you're really wanting something musical, go to New York, go to Lincoln Center, and go see the New York Philharmonic. It was absolutely wonderful.
Great.
And we're going to be taking some other trips, too. So this is just kind of the beginning of our travel club. So if you're interested and you want to do some things with people that you know, mm-hmm. come to OK Mozart and hang out with us in Spears Travel, and we're just going to take some wonderful trips. And actually, next year in April, we're going to be going to Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
So if you like the Old South and some of that stuff, they're going to be putting a trip together for us, and we're also going to be doing something musical while we're there. So we're trying to have a theme with fun, but also something educational, something musical.
And trips have happened before around OK Mozart.
Yes, years
they?
Ago when mm-hmm. Ann Hielinger was the executive director, they traveled and went to all kinds of places.
We're kind
Salzburg.
Of taking Oklahoma to the Mozart and not always bringing Mozart to Oklahoma.
That is true. So we're going to go see some Mozart in other places. And so this is something that we're really trying to recreate. And also in July, it's a sold out group. We're going to do a 1-day trip. We're actually going to get on a bus from the OK Mozart office, a charter bus. We're traveling to Baldwin City, Kansas, and we're actually going to catch the Kansas Bell. And we're going to have, it's on a Sunday, and so at 1:00 we'll board the Kansas Bell. We're going to have lunch. We're going to have a 3-hour train ride, and then we're going to have a USO World War II show. So, and then when we get done with that, we'll head back to Baldwin City, Kansas, get back on the bus and come to Bartlesville. So you're going to get to have a train ride, wonderful food, and something musical to go along with
when
it.
When is this trip?
July 16th.
Okay, so that's just coming up.
It's sold out, but we are trying to recreate and have some fun things. So they are musical, but so instead of you all coming to Bartlesville, people can go with us and...
Well,
and
I know that's another thing. It used to be that OK Mozart was really just this thing in the summer for a week or two. It was jam-packed with events and all that. Uh-huh. But now it's become really a year-round thing, and it's a great opportunity for people to keep people interested in it. And, with all the changes in the program and different kinds of music to get more people involved, I think that's really a great approach.
Yeah, also, too, with the festival coming up, we are in need of volunteers.
Okay.
And volunteers are essential to anything that we do in Bartlesville. And one thing about Bartlesville, we are a volunteer town, which is really, really great. I mean, when you need volunteers, they're there to help you. So if you're interested, I do have some spots open for various activities. So you can call me at 336-9900 at the OK Mozart office, and I'd love to plug you in.
So what kind of opportunities are there for volunteering?
Well,
what would people be able to do?
There are things that people can work in the festival gift shop. You can work at the kiosk. You can help out with children's programming. There's all kinds of things. We have showcase events that we're going to be having at Ambler Hall, and I need people for that. Actually, one of the showcase events we're going to be doing, we're going to be actually showing the movie Amadeus. So it's going to be on a Thursday afternoon. So if you want to come and serve popcorn and pop and watch a movie with a group, just let you know it's rated R. So,
leave your kitties at home.
Yeah, leave your kitties at home. But anyway, but there's going to be a lot of fun stuff. I'm working with the Woody Guthrie Center on a showcase event. They're going to be talking about the legacy of Woody Guthrie. So they're going to be coming, which is really good. And we've got the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame. And we've got lots of things, too, going on at the Copper Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night, the 13th, 14th, and 15th. So if you like guitar, if you like folk music, if you like jazz, you can come and get your flavor, have something to drink, something to eat. So
all this starts on June 8th.
Yes.
And really goes for, a week or so beyond that?
The 8th through the 16th.
And wraps up on the 16th. So 8 days of great music going on all over town. That's very exciting. Awesome. Great. So, and go to the website to check it out or give them a call at the office. You mentioned the okmozart.com is the website. Mm-hmm. And what was the phone number again, Grace?
336-9900.
Great.
And I want to give Brad a plug. He's always wonderful to help us with letting cars for our guest artists who come in. So I want to thank him so much for that.
Well, we appreciate being able to help all these years. I think that's something my Uncle Bob and Mike Long started many years ago working with OK Mozart. It's something we really appreciate. Again, like so many things in Bartlesville, really makes Bartlesville unique that we have a festival like this, and we're proud to be able to help you guys keep it going.
Yeah. And thanks to you and Charlie for having
yes.
us here today.
Sure. Well, we're glad to help promote it. And yeah. So everybody get out there and check that out. I've got all kinds of things going on. We've got this coming up with this weekend with baseball tomorrow and all kinds of stuff. We mentioned the Boys and Girls Club event we're going to have on June 20th, where you can get $20 donated to the Boys and Girls Club for just taking a test drive. That'll be out at the dealership. You can go to dungeschoice.com. I think Jason's probably got the stuff up to register for that now on the website. So you can go there, look for the link to register for the test drive event. You can pick when you want to come. You can schedule it every 15 minutes. That way we can get as many people in this and make as much money as we can possibly make in this donation for the Boys and Girls Club. Don't forget about the Hot Street Party on June 16th. You know, it is that time of year, too. It's for the first day of the month, so incentives have changed, right?
Yep.
That's what happens. And yesterday, we ended May, and now we got to start June. We got to do it all over again. But there are some great incentives right now out there. I just want to mention, you know, Camry is, we talk about a lot, but there is an all-new Camry coming in a few months. And in the meantime, Toyota really wants us to move the metal and sell these cars. And so they've got a big $3,000 rebate on Camry now, or a lease special for $199 a month, which is an incredibly low lease rate. Corolla has 2,000 customer cash or $179 a month lease. So great deals on those two vehicles, Camry, Corolla, RAV4. We mentioned the SUVs. They're $2,250 customer cash or 0% interest or $199 a month. The Ford side, I haven't been able to get all the incentives uploaded yet, but they're going to be cycling through today. You know, we do put all that up on our website. We're constantly pricing our vehicles to market, so you can watch the price changes. New used vehicles are loaded every day and put online. Always working on keeping everything fresh up there so that you can do your research and know what's going on. Do check that out. We'll be posting new specials here later today and some new stuff for this month. So be sure to check that out at dungeonschoice.com.
Okay, sounds like a great deal. And
of course, it's also an opportunity for us to remind folks that, you know, you will buy vehicles through the We Will Buy Your Car program.
All the time, that's a big deal. We are really in the market for used vehicles now. We had our huge $5 car sale last month, and we did sell a lot of used cars.
I heard some great stories out of that.
It was an awesome event, and we made a lot of people happy, sold a lot of great used cars. And we still have some of those lower-end wholesale vehicles left. We traded for some during the event. We've got, it was actually a huge used car month, and so we're looking to replace our inventory constantly. We need to buy vehicles. So, you know, even if you're not buying from us, bring your vehicle by. It just takes a few minutes. We'll be happy to give you an evaluation of that, let you know what it's worth. We'll make you a cash offer for it right there on the spot.
Real cash money, or at least
real
a
cash
check
money. And, you know, it's easy for us to do that. We can show you why we come up with our prices, too. We have very good validation systems that show exactly what a vehicle should be worth, what its market is, how many of them there are out there, whether there's are like that are there. So, you know, we can really help you price your vehicle. And you know, even if it's not something that you want us to buy, we'll be happy to let you know what it really is worth.
Sure. Mm-hmm. It's just obligation.
No effort. Obligation. It's just part of what we do. And just like the 995 oil changes and, you know, people getting ready to go on summer trips right now, I know that's a big deal. And we've got a couple specials going. Of course, the regular $9.95 oil change. That's hard to beat.
Yeah, that's an everyday price.
That's an everyday price and something we do all the time. But we've got a deal that they're calling Road Trip Ready, which is a great deal. You get your oil change, you get a tire rotation, a brake inspection, a brake fluid exchange, and we do fuel service on your vehicle. up to $249. That's well over $400 in value for just $350. If you add an alignment to that, or $349, if you add an alignment to that at $399, you're saving probably about $125 on the whole package. And it's really a great value. Make sure your car is ready to go on that trip with your family. And heck, we've got these specials if you just want the brakes inspected or need the oil change. That works too.
And that's any maker model. It doesn't have to be Ford, Lincoln, or Toyota.
No, that's right. Yeah, people a lot of times think, well, we're a dealer. He's probably just talking about what he sells. But truthfully, we service all makes and models. I see people all the time driving brand new cars from other places that just prefer to do their business at Dungis. And we like it that way. I wish they'd all buy at Dungis, but I don't suppose that's in the cards.
No, I think we got a little thing called free enterprise somewhere along the line. Going back to the opening ceremonies for Mozart, just a moment, that's Thursday.
Yeah.
But I believe, if I remember what Price Connors told me, Thursday is also Frank Lloyd Wright's birthday.
That's right.
And so we got a lot more things going.
150th birthday. Yeah. And if you haven't been down to the new show that's opening up around his 150th birthday, I saw a preview of it the other night. There's a virtual reality tour in there where you can actually go and put this headset on and go to Frank Lloyd Wright facilities in other parts of the world, mm-hmm. see the Guggenheim Museum right here in Bartlesville, and that we have a great display of all kinds of unique things about Frank Lloyd Wright. So come check that out and have a tour of the tower. I think there's all kind of, on his birthday, there'll be special on tours, mm-hmm. and all kinds of other things happening to celebrate his birthday.
Well, and of course, with the connection to the community center through the Taliesin Group, it's a nice tie-in for everything going on downtown on Thursday.
Yeah, you've got that. You've got the OK Mozart stuff. You've got, so much happening. So it's, as usual, downtown Bartlesville is going to be the place to be.
It is going to be a place to be. And that's the nice thing about things that go on, whether it's the Price Tower or OK Mozart. It brings people in from all over the country, but particularly any place that's within easy driving distance from Kansas City to Dallas to name it, and it brings people in. I just enjoy going through the parking lot sometimes and looking at all the out-of-state plates,
It is that time of year where we see that, and whether it's a baseball game or the OK Mozart or these other great events, Bartlesville is a great place to come visit in the summer, and we have so many visitors now too. The Price Tower Hotel has been actually on a really full for us these last few months. And, mm-hmm. It's been a great, great period. Lots of visitors in Bartlesville all the time. Yeah. And I think this is going to be a big summer.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. Getting back to the dealership just a little bit, though, we've kind of left, we've talked Ford in that they've got all the test drives going on.
Yep.
We've talked a fair amount about Toyota, rather, because of all the great pricing and the brand new vehicles coming out.
And
on
you
that.
Can check all that out online at DungisChoice.com.
But there's one more brand we've
That's
left.
Right. There's Lincoln and our used cars. But,
right.
And certified vehicles. But Lincoln is something we don't want to forget. The Continental has really been a great story this year. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple of them in stock now, really, for the first time. I think there are two on the ground and one more that's just about here. It's a great vehicle. This is a Lincoln like no other. It's really a great flagship.
We used to say it almost as one long word, Lincoln Continental.
That's right. And it was the definition of luxury
in
automotive for a long time. And, unfortunately, it maybe lost that. But we didn't make it for many years. Mm-hmm. But Lincoln Continental is back, and it really represents the brand very well. And so come check that out. We've got great deals on the MKXs, MKC. Those are the Lincoln SUVs. They're mm-hmm. great, and you got to check those out. All the technology you could want, plus the Lincoln Concierge Service that we specialize in. That's really our kind of our niche with Lincoln. It's a small brand for us in a way, but we've got it's a luxury brand, and so we make it a little different experience than our Ford brand. And so you can just call Bruce. My brother is the Lincoln specialist. He'll take care of pick up your vehicle, bring it back to you, whatever we need to do to make it convenient for you to do service with us. So once you become a part of our Lincoln family, we really just try to deliver on that.
Got about a minute to talk about Q-certified vehicles.
Q certified. Well, that's our program that at no cost to you, you get a, all vehicles that qualify, you get a 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty or service contract on the vehicle at no cost to you, just because we've checked the vehicle out and it passes our inspection. That's really what we want to do, is make sure you've got peace of mind when you're buying a used vehicle, mm-hmm. whether it's certified, used, you know, whatever it is. But these Q certified vehicles are a great program, and again, at no cost to you, 2 years, up to 100,000 miles, and it covers all the engine components and the main powertrain stuff.
Stop by today, take advantage of the $9.95 oil change, and check it out online. Get your appointment for that test drive at DungusChoice.com. News on the way next from CBS.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM.